So that is the question for Jim. That has just been posed. Should economists be able to say how quickly we should go to hell in a handbasket?
Well, I find myself agreeing more with Carl Walters on this issue than I agree with many of my own colleagues. Economics, in fact, has prescriptive branch and a normative branch. And I don't like the normative branch, to tell you the truth, and I actually downplay it when I teach. I tell my students that it rests on shaky foundations, and that we, as economists, don't often enough remind people what lies behind our insistence, for example, on picking the most efficient policy. There are a lot of caveats and preconditions that lie behind the whole theory of stepping up and making judgment. And I think, in contrast, that there is enough to do in the realm of positive economics, in other words, just descriptive economics, that that is equally important and in some sense lays the issue out in the way that Carl Walter would, which is to say, hey, you tell me what policy options you're interested in, and here is what I think the consequences are going to be. And we can take what we just talked about here. I believe deeply myself that it is incredibly important to get the signals right and to make people stewards of resources. And so I believe that we do need to adopt IQQ, co-op policies, turf policies, those sorts of things that engender a sustainability ethic among the users of the resources. But I'm not actually willing to step up and say, in a policy forum, we've got to do it. On the other hand, I think it is enough to basically predict the consequences of continuing what we're doing. And one of the things we forget is that there's a dynamic there. I mean, things always are going to get worse in a regulated open access setting. There's always going to be new technologies that need to be addressed by regulators. Regulators are going to be responding. The situation is going to always get worse and worse and worse. So when we lay out our options, we need to remember that there's a dynamic behind the status quo. And what we haven't done a lot of is to do the hard work of saying, let's look at another alternative like a co-op or a turf and ask what we think is going to happen. And that's, I think, in some sense that just doing it and getting the numbers to a credible level will be enough to impress upon policymakers what's at stake by not doing it. But I'm basically pretty much a predictive economist. I don't like economists actually stepping up and telling policymakers what we ought to be doing. I don't think ecologists are a real peer on this. I mean, I've seen lots of ecologists step up and tell us right what we ought to be doing. And there's often no logical connection between what they suggest we ought to be doing and the way they just described the policy. And I've had debates in forums where I have brought this up. The ecologists I've talked to, half of them say, it's all right, I feel passionately about it. I have a right to express my opinions on what policies ought to be adopted. I think that's bad for us as scientists. I think actually when we become normative, we run the risk of reducing the credibility of us as scientists. And I think that that's a serious problem. I think actually that ecologists have a bad name in the policy process because they tend to be extremists in some sense. And they tend to tell policymakers what policies ought to be adopted. Policymakers don't want to hear that. They want to know what they as scientists think is going to happen from a descriptive point of view. So, I think we do too much normative analysis and judgments about what we ought to be doing, to tell you the truth.